first look at the devil fruits? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah,
devil fruits. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of planting some seeds here.
It looks like they're hoping this goes far.
Secret Invasion is not doing so hot over on Disney Plus. It's getting passed around to Hulu, apparently, mm-hmm. for a limited time.
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 3 villain confirms he has heard of Sam Raimi planning a new fourth movie rumor.
They did release, not too long ago, a standalone special, Adam Eve origin story. She was more of a
butt
in the special than she was in season one.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the SF Files. This is your host, Bugs Bird, and join me today, we've got the propane-hating human gas gasket, Agent K.
What's up, guys?
And what's up? From the Dark Abyss, from Parts Unknown, straight from the Chinese buffet, we've got Brother Guns. What's up, dude?
Moshi Moshi. What's up?
Oh, boy. Moshi Moshi. Yeah, is that
mushy,
is that what you had
like
at the...
his belly.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
You get it? Because he's fat. He's mushy, mushy.
Boo. Mushy, mushy. That's actually our first story of the day here, guys. That's got a little bit of an update for Netflix One Piece that everybody's on board with. The one that everybody loves and nobody has a single doubt that it's going to fail. Yeah, that one. That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the update? Is the first look at the devil fruits? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, devil fruits.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
We got right here what appears to be the fruit from the Tree of Might.
Right. That's what it is.
Is that essentially what it is? I really don't know what this is, I'm looking at.
All right, so you have these special fruits that you don't really know where they came from, but each one gives you a different power. Say, for example, Rob Lucci, his gives him the power to turn into like a leopard kind of thing. Luffy's makes him into a man made rubber of rubber. Man. Let's say, who else? Law, he has the power to
create his space.
Create a space where he can either detach or misplace things, I guess you could say.
Like he can take your heart and like have it in his hand while you're still like there.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Like, wondering like what's going on.
Yeah.
Or he could take your head.
He could take your head.
And your body's chilling right there, like running around like crazy, and you can still be talking with while your head is in his hand.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're typically split up into what you could say three main categories. One of them, which turns you into a Logia, which is you turn into an element. Like Ace had the power of fire. He himself was basically fire. He could, if you were to shoot him and you don't have haki, bullets will go straight through him and he controls fire. A Paramecia, which is like Luffy's, will turn you into a different substance, I guess. Crocodile turns into sand. I forgot his name. Turns into quicksand. Luffy turns into rubber.
Or the freaking Admiral, who turned into light.
Yeah.
So he's like a beam of light, basically. So he travels at the speed of light.
Yeah. There's a Zoan. So the Zoans will turn into animals. So like I said,
The leopard.
Lucci turns into a leopard. Hawkins turns into a straw man.
So is this fruit common? Is this just like regular fruit? Rare.
No,
okay.
No, they're rare fruits. There's two of each one in the world, basically.
What?
Two of each one. There's one of each one.
No, I thought there was two.
No, there's only two of certain ones because Kaido started replicating them, duplicating them.
There's supposed
to be one of each in the world. You can only eat one. If you eat a second one, it basically kills you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And as soon as you die, the fruit reappears somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Huh.
So say, for example, if I were next to Guns and he was, if he had the flare fruit, which turns him into fire... If I were to kill him and I had an apple in my hand, the apple might turn into the new flare fruit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what it was, right? Like the closest fruit turned
the
into it, huh?
The closest fruit, yeah.
Interesting.
And there is a downside. If you eat one of these fruits, you will never be able to swim again.
Correct.
That kind of sounds bad for pirates who have lived life out in the sea.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they're showing this off now, this brute, which, I mean, I haven't seen this anime, right? Like, it's never been my thing. But it sounds like it's kind of more like mid-game to end sort of thing.
It shows up like episode one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does. Okay, yeah. Okay. Wow. Wow, that sounds like a very powerful fruit for to be thrown around in the first episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, okay, so there's... You basically start off... They have an encyclopedia of these fruits.
Uh-huh.
Where if you find it, and you can find it in this encyclopedia, you can know what the fruit is. But if you don't know what it is, you just eat it, see what power it gives you, and then you can find it in the encyclopedia, or just figure it out, basically.
Hmm. Wow.
And then each one starts off with, like, I guess... basic powers, and then you begin to develop them as you grow stronger, I guess.
And once you level up enough, you eventually awaken the fruit power.
Wow.
Okay.
Which you can affect your surroundings, correct?
Mm. Usually, yeah.
So, like, let's say for Luffy, which is the main character, is he able...
Fine.
Spoiler alert, I guess.
Uh-oh.
BB needs to get that far, so first, before he knows about that.
Yeah. This Netflix series will probably be my first first viewing anything One Piece related.
I don't think it should be your first viewing One Piece related.
Well, it's going to be. So there was a tweet released by the, if I'm pronouncing this wrong, sorry, Archer Library of Ohara account on Twitter, right? It says, the Gomu Gomu no Mi in the One Piece live action. Notice the detail of the marine symbol on the stolen box.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can you tell me about that? What is that?
To try to put it shortly, Shanks, which is the guy who inspired Luffy to become a pirate, originally stole this from the Marines. Nobody knows what kind of, I guess you could say, secret the fruit holds. Luffy ends up eating it on accident and becoming the Rubber Man. The whole it's stolen from the Marines comes into play like way later in the story.
Okay, so they're kind of planting some seeds here.
Yeah,
it looks like
they're hoping this goes far.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, so you two being the resident One Piecers, because you both play with your One Piece.
I do.
what? Just viewing the way that this fruit looks like in live action form. What do you think? What's your opinion on it?
It looks pretty good. That was my initial reaction thought to it.
Nice.
I mean, it's a weird looking fruit. I mean, I would hope you don't mess it up. You know, there's been so many different variations you could probably buy on Etsy or different kind of collectibles that are supposed to be the fruit. And if you just go and grab one of those, you can't really mess it up.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. And to end the segment. Which fruit would you buy, or which fruit would you bite if you had the choice?
Not counting this one. Because we know already what it does. I'm thinking Kainu's.
Either a Kainu's or Aokiji's, which is either magma or ice.
I was thinking Aokiji's, but I think I would prefer Kaido's.
Kaido? Oof. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
What's Kaido's?
He turns into a big badass dragon.
Proctor! Or he can turn into like a humanoid dragon. A
hybrid.
Yeah. Hmm.
Cool. Or one of you can be ice, one will be the magma. Liquid hot magma.
Damn it.
I knew one of you was going to go for it.
Ice, baby.
Yeah.
Fun. So that magma belongs to one of the admirals in the Navy, and Oda himself has mentioned that Akainu, the wielder of that fruit, the magma fruit, is so powerful that if he were to be a pirate, he would have found the One Piece in less than 2 years.
Hmm.
And that kind of goes into play with the strength of his devil fruit as well, so take that however you like.
Interesting.
What's that other, the new admiral guy? Doesn't he have one that he can control, like, the plants and earth? He's basically Hashirama.
Oh, Fujitora has a pretty badass fruit, too. His gravity.
Oh, yeah, he does.
There's so many good fruits out there.
I'm sticking with Kaido. He has a, what's he gonna call it? The Psybeam? basically, from Pokemon. And electricity, right? Basically.
He doesn't really control electricity, but I mean,
he can conduct it, kind of.
I guess. It's Thunder Bagua.
There is also a first look at the live action Denden Mushi.
Moshi Moshi?
Moshi Moshi? Mushi?
So these are weird little transponder snails, which are used for communication. They're used like telephones. Or they can also... Yeah, I know, it's weird.
What?
Or they can be used to broadcast. They're used as projectors as well, somehow. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me how they work. Yes, yeah. The snails.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a little weird, but...
You see how they're pimping out with them glasses, mm-hmm, and them beards?
So they're customizable, it seems.
Okay. Yeah, kind of. They kind of represent their owners, I guess.
And, and you see the one on the top? He clearly has drills, so he's clearly from Houston.
You're so dumb.
Houston Mushi. Ring, 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 ring. Hello?
Yeah! Yeah.
You're dumb. But yeah, so, they're... Ooh, whoa. Is that it?
This is what they're showing.
It's horrible.
This one comes from the One Piece Netflix BR,
you know who's that
Estrella M31. Oh, wait. Over on Twitter. Who is this?
That's the guy from the very beginning when they got Chopper, right?
Maybe. I was thinking it was, what was his name, Morgan? The guy with the axe hand that was trying to kill Zoro? I'm thinking that's him.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, brah.
Hey guys, have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome! I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too! I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh my god.
Well, the other guy had a metal mouth también, no?
Wapple, I think
his name. Yeah, Wapple. The guy something that like ate that. Everything.
Hmm. Yeah. It looks weird, but I mean, it's a snail. Well, you know, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, and just to side note, I just remember one of the powers, too. He turned into a giant castle megazord.
Are you talking about the pirate guy,
the mafia guy?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot about him. I completely, he's so irrelevant now.
Yeah, but I think that was his power, right? Like a giant castle megazord?
Something like that.
And that was after eating the fruit?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take that one. I'll take megazord.
It's not as cool as it sounds.
But you recalled it.
No, mine would be cool. It'd be a giant bird.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he can be the phoenix.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Marco's.
Yeah.
Man, I wanted him to be the last member of the Straw Hats.
That would have been dope.
I concur.
Anyways.
I totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Concur. I love One Piece.
Yeah,
And all the pieces that are one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Straw Hat guy.
Yeah,
the guy with the Straw Hat. He's very stretchy.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's not the only thing he can stretch.
All right.
All right, so final judgment on the snail thing. It looks weird. You don't like it?
It looks weird.
It's just a drawing. I'm going to wait for the actual... Like physical form, like the devil fruit.
Like the 3D model or whatever they use.
Instead of just a drawing, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't going to judge it yet.
Okay.
I mean, if I can say at least it looks like they're trying to make them accurate, like where he
for
has
realism.
The iron draw. So I'll give it a pass for now.
Nice. You know what else is getting passed around?
What's your ass?
No.
Oh,
you nasty. Secret Invasion. is not doing so hot over on Disney Plus. It's not getting the viewership that they were hoping for. It's not making that big impact.
Yeah,
it's getting passed around to Hulu apparently for a limited time.
Yeah.
So those who don't have Disney would be able to watch this if they choose. It'll be available on August 17th. And oh, it looks like it'll only be the first three episodes.
Hmm. I guess to spark interest.
So you only get the tip?
Just a tip. Just a tip.
Yeah. Oh, just
a tip. Get a preview. You know, get the sample.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you think this is because of the owner guy? Wasn't he supposedly selling Disney and like Pixar?
I did hear that.
That's rumored. Yeah. Yeah. I think
I didn't see anything to back it up.
Yeah.
But it is rumored. Yeah. Yeah. We'll call it a big fat rumor because we don't know for sure. But
now keep in mind, Hulu and Disney. I think Disney does own Hulu.
Yes.
So it's not like they're passing it to like Apple or something. You know.
Right. Right.
It's not going to be something completely out of Disney's umbrella.
Right.
So
right.
It's going to the green-haired stepchild.
Yeah.
More or less, more or less.
Okay.
I think it's a good, I guess, idea. It's a good way for them to distribute something, get some more eyes on it. You know, because it's not doing so great, it's not doing so hot. They were definitely hoping this would hit much more than what it is.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I watched past the first episode so far.
I 100% did not. I think, like you said, it's a good idea just because, like, a lot of Disney content is failing right now.
Mm.
So, like you said, get more viewers, hopefully get more people into it with just a tip. just give them a little taste. Just a little taste.
Yeah, yeah. I'm watching it because, well, it's Marvel stuff, and I like to stay on top of everything. But I'm not going to lie, dude, there's a lot of times where I find myself on my phone. I'm just playing this, you know, the wrestling Candy Crush game that I play. And I was like, I'm looking up. Oh, okay, yeah, still talking. Okay, I'm watching, but I'm not into it. It's
yeah.
And even the big reveal, did you guys get spoiled on the big reveal? There's been a Skrull infiltrated in the Avenger ranks somewhere.
Oh yeah, I already know who it is.
No.
Okay. You didn't hear about that?
Nah.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna spoil it. Even that big reveal was kind of like War Machine. Oh,
you shit, are off. My bad. My bad. Did I do that?
Pinche.
I mean, didn't he make an appearance in the show?
Yeah.
It's not like he was going to watch it anyways.
Probably not. I might just look up, like, the spoilers and, like, the spark notes on Google.
That's what
or
I was
something.
Gonna do, honestly.
Yeah, it does. I was looking forward to this all year, and I am disappointed with it so far. I can kind of see what they're building. It's very, very slow building. And that last episode better hit. It better land to make it freaking worth it. But as a whole, it's disappointing so far.
So, yeah, spoil me, does Robin come back? Oh, is she dead?
As far as I'm aware, she dead. She gone.
Damn.
She gone. So, yeah, if you're wanting to check this out and you don't want to dish out that Disney Plus money, you got Hulu, just wait a couple weeks. It'll be on Hulu. Go check it out. Get that tip. See if you like it. You just might.
Just taste the tip.
Just the tip. You might just like it. Tip. You might like it. Yeah. Don't be so superb.
Like it, but, you know. BB seems to like it enough to keep taking it.
Eh.
Yeah.
Eh. Eh.
Is that what you sound like?
Eh. The <able.
laughs> Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking bro on this motherfucking
moving on to the next story. Well, it's not really a story. It's more. I'm gonna keep this in Rumorville. Guns, you're the one who caught wind of this one, right?
I did.
Go ahead, buddy.
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 3 villain confirms he has heard, and we quote, heard, of Sam Raimi planning a new fourth movie rumor. If that happened,
ooh,
dude, all the Spider-Man people are going to come out the woodwork. I'm just letting you know right now.
Mm.
If you remember all the reactions, did you see the reactions to No Way Home when Tobey Maguire finally came?
I was in there. Not there. I was in my movie theater. Mm-hmm. Oh, the place went nuts.
Yeah.
It was great. It was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah.
After the end of the trilogy back in 2007, the world yearned to see Tobey Maguire reprise his role as Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man, on the big screen once again, and their wish was finally awarded a few years ago when he reprised his role as the friendly web-slinger along with Andrew Garfield on the third sequel of Tom Holland's Spider-Man series, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Man, I don't know. I feel like they ruined the third one. They did terrible with it. If they're going to come back and try to do this again, they really need to nail this one, I think. They cannot just try to revive this and drop the ball again, you know?
I 100% agree, but I feel if they do this, they're still in contract with Marvel, so I'm pretty sure they'll be under Marvel supervision, don't you think?
I think as far as Tom Holland's Spider-Man goes, I think so. I don't know that Tobey Maguire's would fall under that category, under that umbrella.
Well, Spider-Man is Spider-Man, you know, and they're still in that's what I'm thinking, at least, you know. Like, they should be watching over at least a little bit to see what goes, what can fly, and what doesn't.
I mean, I think that only applies to him being in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It might be better for them to keep it apart. Okay. I know they've already introduced Tobey Maguire into the MCU, technically, but Marvel is just so saturated right now. They're so spread out. It's spread so thin, I don't know that they can focus on another project like this and make it hit hard.
Well, at least it's just rumor right now.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, later when they have more time, hopefully, when they knock out the big guns.
If anything, I would assume, and this is an assumption, that Sony would be the ones taking over. Kind of like they're doing their own thing with Morbius and Kraven. You know, let it be produced over there. And there isn't any real crossover other than Toby crossing over to, you know, for multiverse stuff. It's not it's not going to get affected, really, you know? Overall, MCU-wise, do they need a fourth Toby movie? No. But I think if they did it, I think it would hit. I think it would be, something that people would like.
What I had said is they really need to make sure they do this right, because they dropped the ball in the third one. They can't make a new one and drop the ball that hard again.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So this story actually broke out from Thomas Hayden Church, the guy who played Sandman in that third movie. So he kind of had said something. Let me just read this real quick. It says, a lot of villains from Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies also reprise their role in Spider-Man No Way Home, including Thomas Hayden Church, who played the role of the villain Sandman in Spider-Man 3. In a recent interview, Church opened up about reprising his role for a third time and revealed that he will be interested if Sam Raimi decides to make another Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, playing the role of the titular character. He said, there's always been some kind of... I've heard rumors that Sam Raimi was going to do another Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, and that if that happens, I would probably campaign to maybe at least do a cameo. So this doesn't really necessarily confirm anything. It's just he heard something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, the same rumors that we heard on the internet, you know? Maybe some guy is just making up stuff, and this guy's like, oh, I heard they're making a fourth one, you know? Or maybe he actually heard something legit. Who knows what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't think he's talking about the one that was like, when the Tobey Maguire ones came out, and they were planning on making the part four until part three failed?
I did hear about those.
Okay, so are they going to undo what they did in No Way Home? Because Sandman was geared. He is no longer Sandman. Mm-hmm. Electro is no longer Electro in Andrews. What's going to happen to that side of the story?
That's
a
good point.
I wouldn't mind seeing him. I think he was like the only good villain in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, yeah. He was definitely a threat. He did a good job for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, if he just plays a cameo, like maybe he's just chilling, you know, visiting someone in jail or something, you know, just make an appearance. I think that'd be kind of cool. He doesn't have to be the Sandman still.
Yeah.
Maybe Tobey Maguire's version of the Vulture. He might be visiting him. Or they can throw in Scorpion.
Scorpion, finally. Put it a Scorpion. Is that who you'd like to see Tobey fight? If this fourth one were to happen? Who's your guy? Who's your villain? Who would you want to see?
Let me see. We've seen Green Goblin, Doc Ock, and Sandman, and Venom we shall never talk about again.
Right. Dumbass.
Hobgoblin.
Oh, yeah, Hobgoblin.
I mean, was he supposed to be Hobgoblin?
Well, technically. Well, it was Green Goblin.
right? It was supposed to be like the new Green Goblin, because Hobgoblin's a different character. But.
Right.
Since I know it's a different thing, like not connected, but Venom has Carnage already. And Riot, I believe. We've seen Electro, Mysterio,
Shocker. I mean, he's not a big time villain, but it'd be kind of cool to see. I know he made an appearance in.
And Tom Holland's, yeah.
Right, right. But, you know, maybe a costume version for Toby to fight.
You know what? I wouldn't mind seeing Kraven the Hunter, honestly.
But they're making a standalone for that one already.
Yeah. The Chameleon. That could be kind of interesting. The guy who, like, shapeshifts his face.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I feel it has to be somebody stronger since Toby is the most experienced. And in my playbook, I feel he's the strongest Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I think he would wreck Tom Holland and Andrew at the same time.
Well, he kind of did wreck. He did wreck Andrew when they did their spiderweb thingies.
True, true. He did win that confrontation.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, I definitely agree with Guns 100%. Toby's is definitely the strongest of the Spider-Men.
Yeah, yeah, I can agree with that.
With that being said, Kingpin?
Daredevil.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool to see it, but because they kind of already exist in cinema form, they probably wouldn't go with that villain.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind her to throw Black Cat in there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I actually wouldn't mind seeing that for Tom Holland, actually. Mix up the story.
Yeah. Because
they're kind of supposed to have that connection, that flirty vibe. And right now, MJ forgot who he is.
But wasn't Spider-Man with Mary Jane in the cartoons while this was happening?
Yeah, but, you know, MCU storyline, he's already gotten together with MJ. Yeah.
That's not Mary Jane there, BB.
It's her.
No.
It's her.
I wouldn't mind seeing Kraven the Hunter and Scorpion, even though Kraven's already in his standalone.
Yeah.
But I feel this can be a good introduction of Kraven.
Okay, yeah. Tombstone would be cool, but still not big enough. He's a lackey, you know?
Like, if they make Scorpion the main villain, and then somewhere in the end, Kraven comes in and he hunts down Scorpion and just leaves it at that, I think that would be pretty cool.
There's Morbius, but, yeah,
Beetle,
you know.
Rhino, Shocker, Kingpin, Prowler.
Jackal.
Morbius, Hammerhead. Oh, I forgot Hammerhead.
Oh, yeah, Jackal. Yeah. Another lackey. Yeah. You know, the main ones have been used at least once.
Rhino and Scorpion.
Rhino. Yeah, maybe the non-mechanical version, but he's going to make an appearance in Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah.
They could always go some sort of Sinister Six or something. Just bring in a whole bunch of them, and then that way, you know, just bring different versions of them. I mean, technically it is a different universe.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be the exact same version that we've seen already.
Right.
You know what? Just give me the Punisher.
Just throw him in there. You get Frank Castle to hunt Toby down.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be, yeah.
Oh, shit. And then Toby can have a confliction with how aggressive Punisher is.
You know what? That wouldn't be a bad take on it. Because Toby's, out of the three Spider-Men, Toby's probably the most pure, I think. The one behind justice, I guess.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Righteous one.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah. So for him
I
to
agree, I think.
Yeah, him to interact with Punisher, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Tom Holland's like innocent too. He's just not
trying to kill Green Goblin.
But I was gonna say, he's not as seasoned and he doesn't know how to control his emotions yet.
Still.
Last note on this. I know that it's a rumor and I think I mentioned earlier that if they did this it would hit. I, on the other hand, would rather have a Amazing Spider-Man number 3 with Garfield. Mm-hmm. I'd rather do that for a couple reasons. Garfield in No Way Home, he had that one scene that just kind of redeemed, you know, the death of Stacy, Gwen Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big moment.
You were crying, weren't you?
I did. I got all teary-eyed.
Guns, have you watched Spider-Verse 2?
Yes, I have.
You have.
I have.
Quick little side note. Was that supposed to be Tom Holland's canon event? Did Andrew Garfield stop a canon event?
That's what I heard.
Ooh. I didn't hear about this.
But you haven't?
That's an interesting question.
I feel he did stop a canon event.
Ooh. But it's not... It's usually Gwen Stacy that dies. It's not MJ.
No, it's just a loved one.
Usually.
Yeah.
Because it's that Toby and Andrew Garfield are not supposed to be in that universe until Tom Holland asked Doctor Strange, and then everything went sideways, which wasn't supposed to happen.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good question to think about.
I feel that was a canon event that he did stop.
Everything happened due to, you know, incursions, due to other universe stuff happening in that universe. Like, she wouldn't have been in that situation to begin with. But I don't know, man. I kind of don't think it is for Tom Holland.
Okay.
Because his Gwen Stacy was just a little schoolgirl doing the news, right? The morning news?
Yeah.
Which was a crappy Gwen Stacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she'll play a bigger role in the next one. We'll see.
I doubt it. She ain't no Spider-Girl.
You never know, Guns. You never know.
Oh, no, I know. They keep me up there very well informed at Marvel.
Oh, wow, okay. An insider? Marvel insider? Okay. Moving on to the next story. We've got Invincible number 2, KO. I know this is your jam. I love this. It's so good. So good. Guns, you need to catch up.
For real. Catching up on the boys.
To catch up.
I'm a little busy.
You need to watch it. You need to watch it. It's one season. Busy. And it's been like 2 years since we've seen any new Invincible
news, really.
Yeah. But we finally got something. Season 2 is scheduled to release November 3rd. So we got that much. November 3rd, coming up right around the corner. And then they're going to release 4 episodes. And then they're going to take a break. And then they're going to do the last 4 early 2024 to finish off Season 2.
Which sucks, because it's been like 2 years, and we get 8 episodes, and Season 2, Part 1, I'm probably going to finish in one night.
Yeah.
They just love to give you the tip.
Yeah.
Taste the tip.
Yeah. But Robert Kirkman, the creator of Invincible, is working closely with the production, right, of Invincible, and he kind of... is hyping it up. He's trying to hype it up a little bit, right? He's saying that after these 4 episodes, you're going to want to take a break to take it all in, take in everything that just happened in the first 4 episodes. So, I mean, that's kind of telling me that something big is going to happen.
The kid kills Omni-Man. I'm sorry, I got to spoil it.
No.
Oh, man.
I'm sure they'll fight later, but no.
Yeah.
It's way too soon.
Yeah.
You need to watch season 1 and then you come back and talk to me about that.
I'm still watching Bleach also, so I can't catch up.
Such a liar. However, they did release, not too long ago, a standalone special, Adam Eve Origin Story. Which
Origin Story?
Origins. It's an origin story for Adam Eve, and for those who don't remember, she was the redhead in the pink outfit. She kind of like creates barriers, and she can fly, and kind of moves atoms around.
She, I think, controls like the atomic makeup of matter, basically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. A sick power, dude.
Yeah.
This special really shows off her powers, and I think that she was more of a
magnificent beast
in this special than she was in season 1.
Really? So you've already watched this?
Yeah. I watched it last night, actually.
Oh.
And yeah, dude, it she's a badass, dude.
Yeah.
She is very much underused in season 1. And
I believe it, yeah.
And she was a big part of the season 1 as well, like you know, with the big battle against when the aliens were attacking, that huge fight. She was misused big time, dude.
Thanks for spoiling that.
Which that's sick too.
It was. Yeah, it was. But she's definitely just more powerful than what was shown previously.
So why doesn't she just kill Omni-Man?
You need to watch season 1 and catch up. That's why.
Omni-Man is a beast. He is a beast.
Yeah, he's Superman, basically.
Oh, if Superman was able. Yeah. It's fun. It's cool. It's everything that you expect from Invincible. They definitely put it off in Adam Eve. It's cool. It's fun. I enjoyed it. I could not put it... Put play, and you know, I don't think I touched my phone once. Yeah, it's that good, dude. It's really good, very well done.
I'm gonna check it out.
That damn good.
Why are you doing the Batman voice?
Oh, my bad. No. Justice. But yeah, you'll definitely want to check that out. Invincible 2, again, November 2. And I think it was Steven Yeun who said that Season 3 is going to come a lot quicker than Season 2 did.
I hope.
Yeah, definitely. Whew. I think the reason behind it was they had just production issues, and mostly that, just production issues, and, you know, just unfortunate BS. Hopefully they can get it together and start producing some more episodes here soon.
And technically, it's November 3rd.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
God, spreading all that misinformation.
Oops. It's November 3.
Yep.
I'm, invincible. God, that sounds dumb when I say it like that.
And with that being said, gentlemen, we have run out of time. It has been fun, educational, very informative.
Very.
Yes. Go visit us at www.psfuzz.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We've got the news, movie news, the muse. Yeah, that's what we do.
Visit us on social media. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. If you're listening to us on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
You can catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and Stitcher.
You can email me at bogusbird@thesfiles.com,
guns@thesfiles.com,
and AgentK@thesfiles.com.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Guns signing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
Catch you on the next one.
Later. Peace.